We're talking about the backyard fun. I was going for a god-awful jiggly man breast run the other day. It's just, I've lost any kind of ability to run that I had back in over the winter. And I saw this thing, and I'm like, what the hell is that? Because I run 5 or 10 minutes from my house, and that's where, like, these big, giant, beautiful houses are. My house is not that nice.
You run past the unattainable.
Pretty much, like over by Delaney.
Take a different route, man.
Like Pot Spring and Delaney. But I like to run through there because they're just so big and like beautiful. And
that's
like,
actually one of the reasons I don't like taking my kids down to the beach is because we have to walk past the nice houses. Like, I don't want to see them.
Yeah. And I saw this like stand in one of the houses. I'm like, what the hell? Like, it was a tree, right? It was a tree.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it had like this little wooden platform off the tree. About like 5 feet in the air, and I'm like, what is that? I couldn't figure out what the hell it was. I'm like, they practice like bow hunting or something. He's like a deer stand or something. I couldn't figure it out.
Tree stand. Yeah, yeah.
And then as I got closer, I could see they had installed a zip line for their kids, and I was like, hell yeah!
Yeah.
Hell yeah! From tree to like tree, from like this tree all the way to like the newsroom windows, maybe like just like a zoo. Zip down the freaking thing, and I was like, you know what? That's badass.
A backyard zip line. Did you ever do one of these zip lines on one of our spring flings when you'd have to, like...
We were supposed to do it that one time, but it got canceled or something.
I did it once on one of them, and... Yeah.
No, you didn't like it?
The place that they sent us was... It was almost the Action Park of Jamaica. Remember the one year I went on my own? And I was just like, it was great for 2 days. And then day three, I'm like, get me out of here. I'm so bored. They sent me to this thing, and it had like a wooded roller coaster in the middle of the forest. And it had one of these, you went from treetop to treetop to treetop down the side of this mountain. And they didn't look like they had been maintenanced in about 10 years. I'm like, at one point, this cable's going to snap, and I'm going to fall 50 yards to the underbrush and get to see what my femur looks like. And then we found out yesterday. That Rick,
your boss,
he put.
I gotta see his house, Rick. Bring him pictures of your yard and your house. I need to see. It's destroying me inside. I need to see where he lives.
I have to. He's got a theater. He's got a popcorn maker, and he installed a zip line.
He's got 2 acres of land. He's got a zip line.
Rick, I trust you when it comes to programming decisions, but when it comes to building at-home circus equipment,
Well, he said it was a kit. They sell kits.
They sell a zipline kit.
It comes with everything.
How much insurance does that company need?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it seems pretty basic. You just kind of got to make sure there's tension on there, ratchet it down, and throw the thing on there and zip across.
Well, then you pointed out yesterday that, you see these people, not in regards to the kits, but in regards to some of these, like, backyard carnival rides. We've all seen the footage of the dude that's made the homemade roller coaster. The guy that builds the water slide at the top of his house and goes all the way down and launches the fat guy and he misses the splash pool by 12 feet and breaks his ass in the yard. This unconventional backyard equipment. Right here, L.L. Bean. They make a zip line kit for $169. It's got the whole thing. Look at this one. They make one. It's called the Slackers Ninja Line Introductory Kit. Mike, look at this drippy kid. They took a photo of it. That kid is moments away from falling and shattering both his legs.
And then I also have this area in my... I thought Mike was going to respond, but it didn't.
I don't want to make any more fun of a child than we needed to.
And then I have this area in my yard where it doesn't get a lot of sun and like the ground is covered with ivy and it's got three big pine trees there that I've trimmed back a little and opened up the bottom up. But there's three right in a row. And then I was thinking, you know what? Treehouse.
Perfect.
Oh. Treehouse.
Man.
I got three. It can be like one of those that span across two trees.
Oh, with like a bridge, like a rope
bridge.
Or
there could be a bridge, or it could just be like, you know, some of the supports on one tree and some of the supports on the other tree. And it goes across. I don't know how to do it. I would need to hire somebody or my buddy Todd. Shout out Todd, but he's very busy. He just had his second. Todd is an unbelievable woodworker.
Thank you, Daddy.
He could figure out how to do it. I never had a tree house. I would love to have a freaking tree house. Stella would, her mind would explode. Talking zip lines in the backyard. Text lines blew up about the zip lines. Apparently, it's a very common thing. I didn't know anything about it. I went for a run the other day, and I saw this yard and it had kind of like this wooden tree stand. I couldn't figure out what it was, and then I saw it was a zip line. I'm like, man, that's badass. And I've been thinking about maybe in the next few years somehow trying to figure out how to build a tree house. I got like a perfect location in my backyard for a cool little tree house, and I never had one. But I just think they're super cool. Every kind of cool kids movie has some sort of like hideout treehouse type thing.
Dude, who didn't see Step Brothers and want to stay in that and that treehouse out back? Or you had the Little Rascals hideout. Yeah, every last kid. I mean, hell, Bart Simpson had an awesome treehouse. Everyone had a treehouse. I had essentially just, I guess it was a 1x8 board that my brother and I put in a tree that one of my friends walked to the other end of, and I'll be damned if that thing didn't give way on him.
Also got a whole TV show dedicated to treehouses now.
Treehouse Masters.
Which is great, besides all the stupid, goofy stuff they have to shove in there.
410-338-1098. Let's just focus on the treehouse aspect. If you think you know something, about building a treehouse, I know exactly where you're thinking in your yard. When we walked by and kind of did that first initial inspection with the sweet man that owned the place, that kind of grove in the back.
Yeah, cleared a bunch of it out.
That is a perfect spot.
I know, because really, otherwise, there's no use for that part of my property. I'm going to have a guy come by. I got to call him, a landscaper. Just take a look at my property and see what I can do with what. But it's just like the whole ground is covered with ivy.
It's on a slope, too.
On a slope, and there's these big trees. So it's like, it's just kind of, and it's almost like half my yard that is just not utilized. So I'm like, what can I do with that? And I'm thinking, treehouse, dude.
Treehouse. Stella would look at you like a god amongst men. Every dad is a little girl's hero, but you reach Zeus-like status if you built her a multiple-roomed treehouse.
I ain't building nothing.
Well, we need the people to help. 410-338-1098. Or email Mike at mdanderson@hearst.com. I mean, spring's coming, summer's coming. You got a nice new tool kit, maybe? Break that out.
Well, I just want to hear from people that have, Mike put on the schedule, unconventional backyard equipment.
Yeah, I'm not talking
like
about
zip lines, tree, not, you know, not swings or a trampoline. Something a little left to center.
Like a rope swing into a pond?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe something like that. Yeah, remember Slackline Jake?
Slackline. I also, when I go for runs in my neighborhood, there's a house. God, I don't know where this house is. But there's two big trees, mm-hmm. and between the trees, they have a slackline set up.
Okay.
And they got a bunch of hula hoops in that backyard. And I think they also have a treehouse. That is a cool backyard.
One of the rich folks way down the way from where I live, in a place I'll never see the inside of, has a tire swing. Nothing unconventional about that. But it goes over a pond and then back.
Hell yeah.
So you swing out over the water and then swing back. And, you know, if you're feeling froggy, hop out. Dive on in. Yeah, see, something like that. I think that's pretty slick. And if you have any of this stuff, send us a picture at JSS98Rock, hashtag Backyard98 or something. I don't know. Make your own hashtag up. Because, yeah, I've got the one treehouse that I've brought up before that when I walk down to the water, it looks like kids or an alcoholic stepfather built it. A lot of sketchy wood that doesn't match. You have the classic 2x4 ladder nailed to the tree, and it's all crooked and kind of, you know, little rascals looking. And I look at that thing, I'm like, some kid is going to end up having a fundraiser for them when they fall out of that thing.
We got a lot. We brought up the zip lines. We got a lot of texts about zip lines. Our boss Rick put one in for his kids and said that they sell kits. You looked it up, and there's, you know,
$169 kit. Mike was watching a video of the thing earlier, which had me slapping my knee. It was just all backyard zip lines going wrong. 1,000 nut shots and all of them snapping.
And let's not sleep on the fort, too. The fort in the forest.
Yeah.
Did you ever build a fort?
Oh, hell yeah. I built a lean-to.
Like pikes coming out of the wall with,
dude,
like, sharpened edges.
I told you about the ultimate fort in my backyard. Shout out Charles County, Waldorf. When the tree fell, I had that gigantic tree fall behind my house, and it pulled a bunch of other smaller trees down with it because they're intertwined. And we cut the brush out from underneath of it, and it made this, like, awesome,
oh, yeah.
like tree teepee. It's hard to describe without like drawing it, but
a listener sent us a picture of a treehouse he built.
Hell no. Absolutely.
How high is that? That's, and it's just a platform.
That sucks, man.
Hey, call that guy.
8143. That's horrible. That's horrible.
How high? That's got to be...
That's 2.5 stories up. And it's just a platform. There's no walls. There's no handrail.
What?
That's got to be... That's a bow stand.
Like, that's too high for a bow stand. I mean, I don't know anything about hunting, but...
Hunting eagle.
Yeah, right.
Because unless you're like trying to shoot a hawk out of the clouds, that is way too high. I don't even see... Is there a ladder to get up on that thing?
I don't know. Yeah, how do you even get up?
In the backyard of Casa del Spiegel growing up, did you guys have any playground equipment? Every kid had a swing set or a little something.
We didn't have playground equipment. I don't really remember playing that much. I wasn't into sports. We didn't have any kind of apparatus. We just would run around occasionally, but mostly stay inside.
I'm just going to turn this up.
Wow. Wow. Always just turns really sad.
Man, that is real dark. That is real dark. We never played sports.
No, my father wasn't into sports. My life might be different if he would have just thrown a ball around with me.
Fantastic. All right, let's go to the phones. Before I start crying, let's go to Colin, who sent in the picture of the 4.5-story tall tree fort. Colin, you got to explain fort to us, man.
Yeah, so I decided that I wanted a view of my house.
You wanted so what?
A view. I wanted to be able to see a long distance, like out of hills. I'm kind of in the country and Western Street a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I basically started looking at the trees in my backyard and tried to find the biggest, strongest one. I climbed all the way to the top one day.
How?
And saw
how
the view that I wanted. Tree stands for if you're hunting.
Yeah.
They make these screw-in foot pegs, and it's almost like a big lag screw that you can screw in by hand.
So did you? So to Scott's question though, how did you get the lumber up there? Did you hold it and then crawl up the tree? Or did you use a cherry picker or what?
So I used all these. I used all these steps, and I bought 100 of them on Amazon, and I built my way one step at a time to the top. And then I got a rope and a pulley and hooked a pulley up to the top of it.
Right.
And I'd climb down, cut all the lumber I needed, tie it to the pulley, go up to the top, and then pull it up myself. And one-man show.
How high is
up
it?
Up and down.
How high is it?
I don't know exactly.
Roughly.
But I think it's like 75, 80 feet tall.
Dude! Can we share this picture?
Can we put this
online?
This
is like Death Wish Central,
this
man.
This death trap.
Is there any kind of, like Justin said, it just looks like a platform. Is there any kind of railing or... safety?
No, there's no railing yet. I got to put one up. I was going to put cables around the outside. Jeez. And I have a lifeline. It's like in construction, if you're working on something high, you have a lifeline rope that attaches to a harness. So if you fall,
you
it attaches
in.
To you. Yeah, and I didn't have that at first. So it was super sketchy, but
right,
after I started working on it, then I got that, and that's how I stayed safe.
I'm going to put you on hold. Dude. We're going to tweet out a photo of this final destination waiting to happen. Mike, get his address. I want to go see it.
How does he get up? I mean, I don't even know.
I want to go see this thing.